Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian group Hamas intensifies. Nearly 1,000 people killed on both sides as Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group also joins Hamas. United Nations Security Council calls an emergency meeting. Air India cancels flights to and from Tel Aviv till Saturday. Relief and rescue operations in full swing in flood-affected areas of Sikkim. Death toll rises to 33. Air display held over Sangam area in Prayagraj to showcase country's capabilities on Air Force Day. 19th Asian Games conclude in Hangzhou, China. And in ICC Men's ODI Cricket World Cup, Australia set a target of 200 runs before India at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The war between Israeli forces and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas escalated further, with Lebanon's Hezbollah also joining the Hamas in its attack on Israel. Nearly 1,000 casualties have been reported so far on both sides. Yesterday, Hamas terrorists launched a wave of rocket attacks and fighters stormed into Israel in a surprise attack on Israel. Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah fired large numbers of artillery shells and guided missiles at Israeli positions in a contested border area. It said the assault was in solidarity with the attack launched by Hamas. In response to this, Israel's military fired back at the Lebanese areas and warned Lebanon's Hezbollah movement not to get involved in the fighting. Here is the report.
Israeli government today said that more than 600 of its nationals have been killed since yesterday, over 100 kidnapped and more than 2,000 injured. Palestine on the other side claimed that Israel airstrikes have killed at least 370 people in the Gaza Strip with almost 2,000 injured. Israel's cabinet today invoked Article 40 LF, officially declaring war for the first time since the Yom Kippur War in 1973. The UN Security Council has called an emergency meeting tonight. Meanwhile, the effect of the war could be seen in other parts of the world. In Egypt, a policeman shot dead two Israeli tourists and the Egyptian tour guide in Alexandria. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that he received reports of several Americans having been killed in Israel, adding that officials are trying to verify the reports. He said the U.S. is likely to give details on new military assistance for Israel later today. Blinken said U.S.'s first focus is to make sure Israel has what it needs. The world leaders have condemned the attack on Israel by Hamas. Tripti Srivastav, Akashvani News.
Talking to media in Kochi, Kerala today, Union Minister of State for External Affairs V. Muralidharan urged the Indians stranded in Israel to contact the Indian Embassy there if they require any assistance.
Prime Minister has already very specifically mentioned that we are shocked at the terrorist attack on Israel and we stand in solidarity with the people of Israel. Instructions have been already given. The advisory has been issued by the Indian Embassy that the Indians should be cautious. Indians should stay close to the places of their regular stay of thing. And for any requirement, they should inform and be in touch with the Indian Embassy.
Meanwhile, Air India has cancelled its flights to and from Tel Aviv till the 14th of this month. In a social media post, the airline said its flights to and from Tel Aviv will remain suspended till Saturday for the safety of passengers and crew. The airline also said that it will extend all possible support to passengers who have confirmed bookings on any flight during this period. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in flood-affected areas of Sikkim. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra visited the flash flood-affected areas under Mangan district today. Talking to media, the minister assured relief and assistance to the affected people, especially those stranded in the cut-off areas.
बहुत बड़ी त्रासदी है लोग मिसिंग भी है कैजुअलिटी भी हुई है लोगों का घर संपत्ति का नुकसान होने के साथ साथ रोड कनेक्टिविटी का बड़ा नुकसान इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में हुआ है और लगातार हमारी कोशिश यह है कि जो लोग ऐसी जगहों पर फंसे हैं जहां उनका जीवन संकट है उनको पहले हम लोग निकाल लें और कैसे लोगों की जरूरतें पूरी हो सके इसके लिए पूरी तरह से प्रधानमंत्री के नेतृत्व में भारत सरकार प्रदेश सरकार का पूरा सहयोग कर रही है
Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang also visited the affected areas near Phidang Bridge in Dikchu and interacted with people. Assuring them of all possible support, the Chief Minister said that the central and state governments are working together to restore normalcy in the state.
जो सरकार और केंद्र सरकार मिलकर हम जो भी करना है हम लोग करेंगे जो भी बिजली सप्लाई का काम था वो अभी कहीं शहरों में हम लोग ने कर चुका है और जहां जहां भी रोड टूटा है वहां पर एनडीआरएफ के साथ मिलकर बीआरओ के साथ मिलकर हम लोग काम कर रहे हैं ताकि हम लोग जहां पर डिजास्टर हुआ है सबसे ज्यादा वहां पर पहुंच पाए.
According to Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority, the death toll from flash floods has gone up to 33, including 9 army personnel. 105 people are still missing. 2,563 people have been rescued so far, and around 6,847 persons have taken shelter in 28 relief camps. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged. In West Bengal, the CBI today conducted searches at 12 locations, including the residences of Senior Minister Firhad Hakim and TMC MLA Madan Mitra, in connection with its probe into the alleged irregularities in recruitments made by civic bodies in the state. Firhad Hakim, the Minister of Urban Development and Municipal Affairs, is also the Mayor of Kolkata. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that construction of 250-metre viaduct in Jammu and Kashmir in conjunction with a 395-metre Merok tunnel has been successfully completed. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari said that the project was completed at an estimated cost of 82 crore rupees. He said this infrastructure is situated along the Ramban to Banihal section of National Highway 44. The 645-metre segment will not only shorten the travel distance by 200 metres, but also provide an alternative route bypassing the well-known Sitaram Passi slide area. Mr. Gadkari added that this facilitates the smooth flow of vehicles bypassing the challenging Margo area in gradients. In the Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council, LAHDC, Kargil polls, National Conference has won 12 seats, Congress 9, BJP 2 and Independence 2. Result of Shargol constituency is awaited. Incumbent Chief Executive Councillor Feroz Ahmed Khan, Congress President Nasir Munshi, former Executive Councillor Ponchok Tashi are among the prominent winners. People gave their mandate to mostly new faces. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The Indian Air Force celebrated its 91st anniversary in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. As part of the celebrations, IAF organized a ceremonial parade at Air Force Station Bamroli in Prayagraj. Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, unveiled the new IAF ensign at the parade. Our correspondent reports the IAF also conducted an air display over Sangam area where more than 100 fighter and transport aircraft, including Rafale fighter jets, showcased the country's capabilities.
In the air display, more than 100 fighter and transport aircraft, including the fighter jets like Rafale to light combat aircraft Tejas, besides C-130J Super Hercules and helicopters, showcased the power of Indian Air Force.
आज के रचे शत्रुओं के इस चक्रव्यूह को भेदने और विजय प्राप्त करने आ रहे हैं इंडियन एयरफोर्स के तीन लड़ाकू विमान तेजस सुखोई 30 और रफाल. सो ब्रेस योरसेल्फ फॉर द तेजस दैट शिल सून बी अप्रोचिंग फ्रॉम रेलघाट एंड इज बीइंग फ्लोन बाय विंग कमांडर सम्राट टुडे.
The air display witnessed a formal send-off to MiG-21 and the recently inducted C-295 transport aircraft made its debut at the Air Force Day over the Sangam. The two vintage aircrafts, including Tiger Moth and Harvard, also participated in the show. These aircrafts had participated in World War II. The aerial display was multi-directional and therefore large number of people viewed it from all sides of Sangam, Railghat, Jhunsi sites, Sastri Bridge and surrounding areas. Om Avasti, Prayagraj.
Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will visit Italy and France from tomorrow to the 12th of October. During the first leg of his two-nation visit, the minister is scheduled to meet Italian Defence Minister Guido Crosetto in Rome. The relationship between India and Italy was elevated to a strategic partnership in March this year during the visit of the Italian Prime Minister to India. In the second leg of his tour, Mr. Singh will conduct the 5th annual defense dialogue with his counterpart, French Minister of Armed Forces Sébastien Lecornu, in Paris. India and France recently celebrated 25 years of strategic partnership. The President of Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan, today arrived in New Delhi on a 4-day state visit to India. This is the first visit to India since the assumption of office of President. On her arrival at the airport, she was received by Union Minister of State for Education, Annapurna Devi. The Tanzanian President will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. Thereafter, she will participate in a wreath-laying ceremony to be held at the Rajghat. She will also hold a detailed bilateral dialogue with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In the evening, she will meet President Draupadi Murmu. India and Saudi Arabia today signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU in the fields of electrical interconnections, green and clean hydrogen and supply chains. The MOU was signed between the Union Minister for Power and New and Renewable Energy, R.K. Singh, and the Minister of Energy, Government of Saudi Arabia, Abdulaziz bin Salman Al Saud, on the sidelines of the Middle East and North Africa MENA Climate Week in Riyadh. The MOU aims to establish a general framework for cooperation between the two countries in the field of electrical interconnection, exchange of electricity during peak times and emergencies, co-production of green and clean hydrogen and renewable energy, and also establishing secure, reliable and resilient supply chains of materials. In Afghanistan, the death toll from strong earthquakes has gone up to 2,000. According to local authorities, the death toll is likely to rise as several people are feared to be trapped under collapsed buildings. UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said at least 465 houses had been reported destroyed and 135 were damaged. The World Health Organization said WHO-supported ambulances are transporting those affected, most of them women and children. Curtains came down on the 19th Asian Games at Hangzhou Olympic Stadium in China this evening with a glittering closing ceremony. The baton for the next Asian Games was passed on to Nagoya, Japan for 2026. More from our sports desk.
The ceremony saw performers put on a dazzling display celebrating love and unity between all participating countries. The stadium was surrounded by large screens showing the highlights where laurels were won, records broken and disappointments suffered. Hockey player P.R. Srijesh was the flag bearer for the Indian side. The interim president of the Olympic Council of Asia, Raja Randhir Singh, presided over the handing over ceremony to pass the first Asian Games torch, first Asian Games flag and the OCA flag to the next host, Japan. He also announced the official end of the 19th edition of the Games.
I declare the 19th Hangzhou Asian Games closed as per the tradition. Call upon the youth of Asia to assemble in 3 years' time in Aichi, Nagoya to celebrate the 20th Asian Games there in accordance with the ideals of the Olympic Council of Asia.
More than 12,000 athletes competed in 40 sports at the event. The Indian contingent won 107 medals, comprising 28 gold, 38 silver and 41 bronze. The country improved greatly since the previous edition at Jakarta in 2018, where it secured just 70 medals. This is the first time that the country has crossed the milestone of 101 medals in any of the major games. The historic win raises India's hopes for the Paris Olympics, scheduled to begin next year. With Sara Qureshi's report, Swati Rukheja, Sports Desk.
In ICC Men's ODI World Cup cricket, chasing a target of 200 runs set by Australia, India were 145 for 3 in 33.5 overs at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai a short while ago. Opting to bat first, Australia were all out for 199 in 49.3 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian group Hamas intensifies. Nearly 1,000 people killed on both sides as Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group also joins Hamas. United Nations Security Council calls an emergency meeting. Air India cancels flights to and from Tel Aviv till Saturday. Relief and rescue operations in full swing in flood-affected areas of Sikkim. Death toll rises to 33. Air display held over Sangam area in Prayagraj to showcase country's capabilities on Air Force Day. 19th Asian Games conclude in Hangzhou, China, and in ICC Men's ODI Cricket World Cup, Australia set a target of 200 runs before India at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.